We're doing the holy letters of the Rebbe. We're up to volume 4. Now we're doing letter 1118. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Menachemov, Tovshin Aleph, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to Rabbi Yolis of Philadelphia. We had occasions to speak about this Rabbi Yolis. He used to have a really glory, grace on his face. He was like very red cheeks and a very white, stark white beard. He looked... I don't want to say what he looked like. he had a sort of a saintly look about him. Really, he looked, and he was a rabbi in the Philadelphia area. He was a known rabbi, a scholar and everything. And actually, his grandchildren used to live in Sharon, the Felblums, if you know the Felblums. They are his grandchildren. But in any event, the Rebbe writes, Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe said, I received your letter of dated the 28th day of Tammuz just a short while before I traveled to the resting place, to the Tzion of my father-in-law, of the Rebbe, with all the titles. And I mentioned you and your family member for all that you need as you have requested in your letter. And for sure, a tzaddik who has passed on, quoting from the Zohar, from the Tanya, that finds himself in this world even more than he was during his lifetimes, which means he has no limitations of the physical world, and he's more, even his presence is more here. He will certainly arouse great mercy for success, both physically and spiritually. As you requested, I passed along your donation that you sent in connection with the yahrzeit of your father, Rav Tzadik V'chulu, blessed memory. And the Rebbe is giving him also the receipt over here. In the booklet of Eicha that has just been printed, and most of it has been printed now from the handwriting, over there you find on page 44 about equating Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that in both of them, we don't put on no shoes on both of them. And even though it comes from the exact opposite reason, over here it's because, apparently the Rebbe doesn't write this, because over there it's because of mourning at the Tisha B'Av. And as far as Yom Kippur, that has to do because we're like angels and we don't need to, so, but the known is that something which is on the greatest height and is connected to something on the lowest level. So there's actually a connection between something which is very, very high with something very, very low. So from this we understand that also on Tisha B'Av, may it be quickly turned around to joy and happiness, the idea of not wearing a shoe is because it's beyond the shoe. So somehow it's not less than a shoe, but it's beyond the shoe. So I see the Rebbe says that this year the yahrzeit of your father is also on the day that you're not allowed to put the shoes on, which is Tisha B'Av. So everything is by divine providence. Certainly those that are connected with Torah mitzvahs, and it is known that the day of a yahrzeit is a day of an elevation. So this is also the idea of the prohibition of wearing a shoe on Yom Kippur, because you're on a higher level, you're not laying, you're not down on the ground, you're sort of higher. So some of it is also on Tisha B'Av. This year was a year that it was on the 10th day of Av, because of Shabbos, it came out on Shabbos. So let it be the will. I think that the yahrzeit must be on the 10th of Av. But that particular year, when the Rebbe was writing to him, it was, Shabbos was Tisha B'Av, so Yud was the day that you can't wear the shoe. So the Rebbe is connecting it. Let it be the will of Hashem that very soon we will see with our eyes of flesh the fulfillment of the promise that I will turn around. I'll turn their mourning into joy. And all of the matters of Eicha will be explained in elevations, as it's written in the booklet of Eicha that mentioned before. So basically saying that there is a positive. So even though when you look at it on a very simple level, we don't are not allowed to wear shoes, it's a reason is because of mourning. But the Rebbe connects it to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you can also not wear shoes. Yom Kippur, there's no mourning over there. Yom Kippur is because of its greatest level. So the Rebbe says there is somewhat in it also from, even though on the simple level we don't wear the shoes, but there is also the deeper connection between the highest level and the lowest level. So the Rebbe says, so in that day he's trying to connect it to the yahrzeit of his father on the special day that it was on the 10th day of Menachem Av.